Verse 129, thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. And the entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding to the simple. Since I come in under that class, why, I want the word. Verse 137, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Then verse 145, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I'll keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. God, when he saves you, wants to put you on a diet, a new diet, and that's the word of God. Verse 154, plead my cause and deliver me. That is, revive me according to thy word. The only thing that can revive us is the word of God. Dwight L. Moody said that the next great revival will be a revival of the word of God. I hope that's true. We're seeing an interest in it today. Verse 161, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. In spite of men, the thing that he had more respect for and awe of was the word of God and not the rulers of this world. Now, verse 176, the last verse. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. Don't forget his word. And as long as the word of God is in your heart, my friend, long as there's that longing down in your heart that you want to come to God, the shepherd's out looking for you. And he'll put you on his shoulder and bring you back into the fold. This is a glorious, wonderful song. Glorifies the word of God, and the word of God is the foundation of all liberty. And it reveals the Savior. And if the Son make you free, you will be free indeed. Oh, the liberty that the word of God will give to the heart and life today. May God bless you and bless our nation.